problems every day. Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world? I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Oh, you know, we need them. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living. Are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Boy, I think I'm ready.
You do?
Yeah.
Let's go. I think we've got some amens going here. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. You have already heard psychotherapist Lauren Leon McMillan, PLPC, and the inimitable Jay Merle.
Good to be here.
Master of science.
Welcome to the club.
Almost.
Getting close to on the 20th, the board meets in Baton Rouge.
And that's right.
Assuming all my papers are in order.
We may be announcing a new PLPC. Who knows?
Letters after your name.
There you go.
Oh, my.
There you go. You know, we spare no expense when you come. Jay.
Yeah,
I feel it. The research is heavy duty, and so we have gone into the files, and we have found an article by Freek Van Listenberg, who is the founder of We Think Deeply.
Freek?
Yeah, Freek.
F-R-E-E-K.
F-R-E-E-K. Freek Van Listenberg. We paid big bucks for this.
You did?
Yeah. And I've got a bridge to sell you.
Yeah. Freak.
In Arizona someplace. Anyway, 8 questions. Count them. 8 questions that give me chills. And
I don't even know if it qualifies as an article. It was just a little carousel Instagram post of questions, but I thought it was a good jumping off.
Sometimes those are the best.
Sometimes,
especially for us.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's been my experience. We can expand on just about anything.
and
make it seem at least plausible.
You know, what has been my experience is that, you know, sometimes we start out one way and it turns out another way. I mean, sometimes.
That's life, right?
Yeah, it kind of brings surprises, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some good muffies, too. Back in a moment. 8 questions that are going to, I don't know if they're going to give you chills, but, you know, we'll see. It today on Strategy.
Wear it out.
Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merle, David McMillan. I tell you, we spared no expense when you come.
Well, you know, I am obviously moved.
Yeah. And I'm not sure really what you mean by that, but well, I'll trust you.
Yeah, just trust.
Okay, yeah. So have you actually reviewed these?
No, we're hitting them cold. Okay.
We've never seen them before in our life,
Jay. Like we do a lot of things here on Strategies.
You know, but that's true. But it's been my experience, and I, you know, certainly the times that I've been on, you know, we circle around and we offer up some real usable stuff that people.
We try to. I mean, you know.
Makes sense to me.
And hopefully, like your jingle says, we have a little fun along the way,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
And, okay, so number one is your routine.
These are questions
that apparently give give Freak von Lichtenberg, who is the founder of We Think Deeply. Apparently, these give him chills. So let's dive in and see why. Question number one is a pretty good question. Is, you know, we all have routines, right? So here's the question. Mm-hmm. Is your routine building your future or maintaining your past? Ooh, that's not a bad question.
No, and I think it's an important one that we ask, you know, routinely, right?
Of ourselves, you mean?
Yeah. And it's not about, I think some of us might have the tendency to overdo this one perhaps and maybe be hard on ourselves about, oh man, a lot of my routines are actually maintaining the past.
Yeah.
And you know, that's okay. As long as you know, where are you focusing your energy on shifting the things that aren't, that you want to change, right? It's about reevaluating, which of your habits are life draining versus life building.
Yeah, I mean, we are routine folks, aren't we?
We're creatures of habit.
We're creatures of habit, and we tend to, you know, we tend to, if it's working for us, well, we just rinse and repeat and rinse and repeat, right?
Yeah.
But how many times do we do that? And at some point in time, I might realize, wait a minute, this isn't really getting me anywhere.
Right.
You know? Well, there are different kinds of routines. Okay, here's my routine in the morning. I get up, I drink a cup of coffee.
I like it so far.
I smoke a cigar.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
And then I have a routine about getting dressed. And oftentimes when I'm going, because it's the same thing every time in this order, which I won't go into, but you can use your imagination. And it's just, I end up shaved, showered, hair's good. And I walk out, but that's a routine. But that's maybe a different kind. I know working with people who are working on recovery, a lot of those people don't really have routines.
So
one of the things you do in a treatment facility is try and help people establish a routine.
Okay. Yeah.
Because they follow, at least the ones that I'm aware of, they follow pretty strict routines about what you do when you get up. When you eat, when you go, and when you go to class.
I think that's one of the things that treatment, whether it's psychological treatment, whether it's addiction recovery treatment, I think that's one of the things that people get is because there is an order to your day.
Right.
And it kind of gets you into a rhythm. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it's a rhythm of healthiness. You know, you start your day, you get the particulars out of the way, gotta get my coffee, gotta do the routine things to get myself ready. And then maybe I start the day with a meditation. Maybe I start the day with some type of prayerfulness.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's important too because I have readings that I do in the morning.
Yeah, oftentimes you will click it and send it out. Put it on Facebook.
Put it on Facebook. It's really good. You know,
yeah,
it moves me. So I hear, well, hey, share this. But I don't know about other people, but my brain gets kind of active in the morning. And sometimes
your cortisol is naturally at its highest when you first wake up.
Mine gets pretty fired up then sometimes because I start ruminating on need to do this. I should have done that. Oh my gosh, can't. And that's not healthy, in my opinion.
Mm. Yeah, not the rumination part.
No, I mean, you know, I have made a firm decision that I have absolutely no ability to change the past. But inevitably, sometimes I go there. It's just the trick is don't stay in that room in your three-room house.
Right.
Right.
But so that's a routine that's not healthy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And how do you break that routine? Well, I think meditation.
Yeah.
A morning reading help you break a bad habit of a routine that's not healthy.
Sure. I mean, for me, the way I start my morning is, brings me a cup of matcha.
Yeah.
And then I go straight. I've made a strict discipline, and I'm going to asterisk this because I'll come back to it. But I've made a strict discipline of going straight to my higher power, my higher self, whatever you want to call it, and having a conversation via journaling with my higher power every morning. And, you know, I asterisk that because I've caught myself a few times this past week going, well, the matcha's not here yet, so I'm just going to check the time on the phone. And then that throws you into Facebook, which throws me into the world.
Yeah.
And so I've had to rediscipline myself of asking, you know, what's my intention in the morning, you know, and going back and remembering how much better my life and each day is when I do start, you know, with the quiet listening to what is it that I really need to start my morning with? Because that's the question I ask most mornings. What's in my best interest that I know or remember today?
That's the way you start your journaling process.
Yeah.
So there's Emmett Fox. Are you familiar with Emmett Fox?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, so love Emmett Fox.
And I'm going to butcher this, but Emmett Fox talks about that which we feed grows.
Yep.
If we feed the wolf, it grows. If we feed our better angels, that grows.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And I've got a really bad habit of, like you said, Lauren, of hopping off into the world and, you know, going to some news aggregation sites that I go to and getting all up in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a routine that I need to try to proactively change. That's not the first thing that I need to do is what you do. I know that it's just, I want to see what's going on.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's about being still, and something my higher power has reminded me of constantly when I come back, you know, is the idea, that nothing is more important than the present moment, than what's right in front of me. And if I'm quiet enough,
You can be there.
Yeah, I can be there and experience it to the fullest.
I do something a little different. I do bring Lauren her cup of matcha in the morning, and then I come down, and as I'm drinking my cup of coffee, I read what there is of the newspaper.
So you're like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I give myself, you know, I guess the age that I am.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
I'm in the routine where I want to know that the world didn't blow up while I was asleep, right? And
see, I'm of the mindset that it doesn't really matter. My world's okay.
Yeah. But then what I have started to do, and Lauren can testify to this, I keep a I'm working on a particular author right now. Yes. I'm on the fourth book of this author's work. And I read some every morning.
Who is that, David? Who are you reading?
I'm reading David R. Hawkins. So I reread Power versus Force. Then I reread Eye of the Eye, which was his second book. I reread his third book, I. And now I'm reading a book that he wrote called Healing and Recovery.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can testify, I've noticed a difference.
A difference, yeah.
In your attitude and your energy.
Yep.
Yeah, in the mornings.
So I give myself that little dose of the news, and you know, I tune into, after I finish the newspaper, which usually doesn't take long, I tune into CBS Mornings because they give you kind of a recap of the world in 90 seconds. So I watch that 90 seconds, and then I'm ready to dive into me. I'm ready to dive into mine.
I think that's
a good routine.
A nice example of balance, too.
Right? I hope so.
Of allowing yourself a little bit of that, you know, you're old, what was maintaining the old, but then focusing on what you're growing.
Yeah.
Use that word.
What word is that?
Balance.
Yeah.
Oh, the B word.
See, here's the thing.
Yeah.
My motto, if it's worth doing, it's worth overdoing.
Yeah.
So I work on that. That's a routine that I've got that I, you know, work on.
Yeah. So is your routine building your future or maintaining your past? Again, it's not about us defining for anybody, because we have three different routines.
Absolutely.
Each one of which,
for us. Right, and we're creating the version of ourselves that we want. And that could look, if one of us was working towards building towards, I don't know, a marathon, right? Our morning routine would look vastly different.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're considering some questions today on strategies for living. Questions that may give you some chills. I don't know.
Or awaken you to conscious living.
Yeah.
Is that a better?
I like that. I like that conscious thing.
Yeah. Expanding consciousness.
Yeah. So the next, we're going to take a quick break here, as you can hear by the music. But when we come back, the second question that we'll consider is, what if a dream job is not a destination, but a series of moments over time? I'll let you both contemplate that while we take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more strategies for living. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Hey, see the same old problems day to day. Makes you wanna hug, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, we got them strategies. Yeah, we do. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merle, and David McMillan. We are considering questions. Are they giving you chills yet?
SFL, Strategies for Living.
There you go. I like it. Okay, so is your routine building your future or maintaining your past? Another question, what if a dream job is not a destination, but a series of moments over time.
Mm.
Wow.
I love this one.
I like this one too, because it's, I mean, this, I would, if you had encountered me back in the 80s,
yeah,
you know, and you would have asked me, what are you going to be doing in the late 90s or the late 2000s, you know, 2010s? I said, I'm probably going to be in radio. I'm going to be in broadcasting. And in a sense, I guess
you
I
wouldn't
am.
Be wrong. Yeah.
I wouldn't be wrong, but I took a, you know, I found the counseling profession. I went back to school. I did that. And so, you know, my dream job was not a destination as it happened. Mm-hmm. It happened as, just like this question asked, a series of moments over time.
Right.
I didn't plan, unlike you, Jay, and unlike you, Lauren, who at some point planned to go to graduate school because y'all have a mind. Instead, you know.
It was just, Doug, slow down.
Don't speak for Jay.
Let me tell you, this is how my mind works.
Yeah.
And it's a scary, scary thing.
Okay.
So I'm David McMillan calls me, 5 years ago and says, hey,
a little more than that, 2018.
Okay, yeah. I'd like for you to sponsor the show. And, oh, by the way, you can come on one day a week. I jumped at the chance. And so we're rocking along. And at the time, I live in Ruston. I'm driving over here to do the show. And then we move back to Shreveport. And we're doing the show. And David says, you know, Jay, if you're over 65, you don't have to pay tuition to go to LSU in Shreveport. You know, you might think about getting a master's degree in counseling. And I said, gosh, that's a really good idea.
He said, Shazam.
Shazam. I mean, because, you know, I like, you know, and so I just like doing the show and I'm, you know, I'm in.
But the more you did, and in back in those first days, Carla was co-hosting, and
right,
the more you would participate in conversations that first Carla and I had later on, now conversations that we, Lauren and I, have with you. It's like you got bit.
Yeah,
I got bit, and in the school thing, most of it was helpful. But we talked the other day. You develop, I think, counselors, and I think the good ones develop this sense of learning how to listen to a degree that is not kind of normal, and also that you develop a sense of people, and what people are saying ain't necessarily what the deal is.
Right. No, you're working with energy on some deep level.
You are, and I love that.
Yeah.
And it's, you're working with energy, and you're being very creative. You're holding space for people.
Yeah,
and you're putting a mirror up so that a person can see and hear their life, perhaps in a different way,
right?
You know, than, you know,
so they can hear themselves for the first time. So often,
yeah.
So they can meet themselves for the first.
You
time.
You said it before, David. You, a lot of times, first session people come in and you just sit there and listen and nod,
and
you don't really say anything. And then after it's over, they go, "Wow,
yeah,
wow, I feel so much better."
Yeah.
I've heard that over and over and over after the first session, and it makes me marvel, but I really haven't done it. I didn't do a whole lot except listen.
It's something that it's kind of a special thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I wish, going back to the question, right? The question is, you know, what if a dream job wasn't a destination, but a series of moments, right? Is that the question?
Yeah.
I really wish we could put more emphasis on this. And I wish I could kind of, on some level, I know my life would be totally different, so I don't actually wish this, but a part of me would like to share this with younger me.
Yeah.
Because there was so much pressure coming out of high school and going into wherever you wanted to go next, of you had to know, you had to have your life figured out. At least from my perspective, I felt like I I had to know, I had to have my
life. That was your belief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if I could have just put this in front of me, like, just go towards what excites you most. And I think we all could use a dose of that.
Yeah.
You know, just move towards what excites you most right now and trust that that will lead you where you're meant to be.
Trust
anyway.
Your deeper self. Yeah. Yeah. Question number three. If your life was broadcast in a cinema, what would the audience be screaming at the screen right now?
Not going to touch that.
Lauren and I were looking at these earlier when we were coming home, and we both said, stop!
Stop! What are you doing?
What are you doing? You know, but this is an interesting question to think about, a way that we can...
Well, it's a good way to get perspective,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, to detach a little bit in a healthy way.
It's funny because it reminds me of all the things. One of the ideas that stuck with me from my English classes was the idea of dramatic irony. You guys remember what that is? It's basically...
No.
Okay, so it's basically the idea that the audience knows something that a character in the play, movie, book doesn't know.
Right. Okay.
Right? Yeah. So... You know, if somebody is hiding on stage in a play and somebody comes in, the audience knows something.
Right.
And so this kind of puts me in that place of, oh, where's the dramatic irony in my own life? Like, what are the things that people around me or my higher self, my higher version, somebody looking from a different, bigger, grander perspective sees that I don't.
Right.
Right. So it's asking you to take that larger perspective. What are you chuckling at?
I'm thinking of the TV commercial. You know, there's some really creative stuff, and I don't remember what insurance company, but one of the insurance companies have the old fright movie, and they're all in the car.
Yeah.
And they say, no, let's go in there in the garage.
Yeah.
And there's all of the chainsaws.
Yeah.
And you know, the monster is back there just shaking his head like, I can't believe
it. Too easy.
Yeah, this is way too easy. But if we could take that perspective on our life,
right?
You know, if we could remind ourselves to take that perspective, what if my life were a movie? And I was watching it. What would I be screaming at the screen right now?
This can be taken, you know, on a serious level, but I actually do this all the time and it cracks me up. Like, I'll be doing something crazy and I'll just see myself from above and I just can't help but laugh. Like, what would somebody else
think? I think that's a healthy thing.
If somebody were to walk in on me doing what I'm doing right now,
I
just have to bust out laughing. I entertain myself all the time.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a two-story house, is you know, Jay, as you know, and sometimes I'm downstairs and she's upstairs or vice versa, and I'll hear this guffaw laughing, you know. Okay.
It's usually me laughing at myself.
Yeah, what are you laughing at now? What have you done?
Self-awareness is in her.
Yes, it is. All right. Next question. Is the life you're living now a result of your choices or of your fears?
Ooh.
Whoa, this is a biggie. You know, this is a big...
Yeah, that's a little too self-reflective.
Too
I want to hear what
you,
y'all
Jay?
Have to say
well,
about
that. You know, I'm thinking about Lauren. I'm thinking about when Lauren and I first met, she was working. She was being paid to get a PhD. She was being paid to get a PhD.
Yes.
But I can see that in her.
It was a science thing. And so it meant what it meant was a... really a career in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
And you were sludging away at it. I mean, you were doing it. You were doing the coursework and you were doing fine.
I was making fine.
But you just...
On the surface, I was doing great.
Excited, were you?
Wasn't a fit, huh?
Yeah.
No, it really wasn't. And it's not necessarily... It was partially because of the lab work. And I did... There was a drive within me to interact with people more, even though I am very introverted. So that was part of it. But there was also a layer of toxicity just in the interactions between people that was really wearing on me. And then as I got deeper and deeper into the science, what really started wearing at my soul was recognizing that I did not share the same values that the people that I was working with or for had.
Well, that's a deal killer.
Yeah. And yeah. And that's where it's the rubber started meeting the road, where I was like, this is not in alignment with who I am or believe.
Yeah.
You know, I don't.
And that was a very hard thing for
it
you.
Was.
That was a hard choice and a hard decision. Because I was by your side, so
because on top,
I know how tough it was.
On top of all of those things, I have in my background as a Catholic, coming from a Catholic Italian family, right?
Right.
I have in that background of we work hard.
That's intense.
And we don't quit. And no.
And we follow the rules.
We follow the rules.
The rules, yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, this was really one of those moments where I could no longer betray myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had to, you know, I gave up making the money to.
Yeah. And by the way, one of the rules is you finish what you start.
Right.
And
right.
And man, you gave it the old PhD try, you know?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I was almost finished with coursework.
Yeah.
And I even, you know,
you could have done really the rest of it with your eyes closed.
I could have, but I might have died a little inside. So
yeah.
It wasn't worth that. It wasn't worth giving away
your soul.
Who I was.
Well, you know, we're getting into some pretty deep questions today. Questions that might give you some chills. Hopefully, you won't get too chilly in this summertime weather. But maybe you'll think a little bit. That's what we're going after. We do that every day here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. More to come.
To your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather, alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Jay Merle, Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about some questions that may, you know, we need the chills today. It's as hot as it is out there.
By the way,
that
has a name. And when you get chills from emotional something, like if you listen to music, you get chills that are emotionally triggered for chills.
Yeah,
it's called frisson.
Frisian?
Frisian. F-R-I-S-S-I-O-N.
Frisian.
We learned something
today, didn't we?
I like to learn.
Yeah.
Frisian.
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 Mm-hmm. You give me Frisian. I
presented an article on Frisian when I was in the PhD program. So that was one of the cool things I learned out of it.
Neat. Yeah.
Another question. If all jobs paid the same, what would you be doing? Now, this is an interesting question. Yep. If all jobs paid the same, what would you be doing? Wow.
I like this one a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
If money weren't a factor.
Yeah. Take money out of it.
What lights you up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think this is important that we contemplate, you know, again, frequently, right? To remind ourselves, what am I doing and why am I doing it for? And what beliefs are blocking me from doing what lights me up and allowing that to support me?
Our beliefs trap us so much, and we don't really understand. Most of us really don't contemplate or understand how much we've got. I call it our EMOS, our ego mind operating system. How many beliefs are packed in there? There's so many packed in there that we don't think we can possibly take them all apart. Mm-hmm. I think we can.
Sure.
But we really have to.
You have to work at it.
We have to work at it and
question.
Yeah.
Deeply question.
And be willing to go and question maybe even some of our deepest beliefs, which were passed down to us. Mm-hmm. From our parents and grandparents and people around us that we care about.
Society and culture has a lot of beliefs around this idea, you know, especially when it comes to the creative works.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you can't be an artist. Oh, you can't go be an actress. Oh, you can't be a fill-in-the-blank artistic endeavor because it won't pay the bills.
I worked several years ago with a client in the teaching profession, and that client was instructed by a well-meaning parent that this is the area that you go into. That person could not pass the praxis in that area of study.
Okay.
Had taken it multiple times. Mm-hmm. As a consequence of exploring, well, it wasn't a question that teaching was a calling, but it wasn't teaching
that particular subject.
Thing.
Yeah.
And so once the exploration was done and a little bit more coursework did, boom, took the praxis, passed it on the first go. And I've always remembered that, you know, because how much is really ours when it's handed to us, you know? And again, this was a well-meaning thing.
Sure.
You need to go into this area because that's the demand.
Right. That's where
but
everybody's
that
needed.
Didn't light this person up.
Right.
You know?
And especially in that area, but I would say with all jobs, would you want a doctor who didn't want to be a doctor?
Yeah.
Would you want a teacher who didn't want to teach?
Yeah, that particular subject that they were teaching.
Oh, yeah, especially, yeah.
Question number 6, are you moving forward or just getting better at running in circles? You know, in the radio business, I don't know if it's like this in the roofing business, Jay, but in the radio business, you get to know a lot of people that kind of run in.
Yes, you do.
In circles.
No, I think that's true in any endeavor.
I think you're right. Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's just human nature.
Yeah, I think that's part of the
chair warmers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's part of the ego. You know, if you catch yourself running in a circle, you've got some kind of story on board that's keeping you that you're not looking at to help you elevate. Because I often think of, okay, a circular motion is kind of natural. I mean, think of all of the cycles of life, whether that's in, you know, the seasons or over our developmental ages. I mean, life runs in cycles. But the difference between, you know, just a flat circle cycle and then a spiral. So the difference there is being able to elevate slightly you know, you may face a similar problem, but you're able to look at it from a higher perspective if you're on a spiral rather than in that running around, wagging your tail, trying to catch your tail circle. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number seven. And this is really kind of I think I can make it into a question, but what's on the page in front of me is maybe you don't notice your progress because you're always raising your bar. So I'll make that into a question. Are you always raising your bar and that blocks you?
That's kind of what you were just saying about
noticing your progress. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that
could be a part of it too, for sure.
Kind of related.
Yeah.
Last but not least, do you want it because you want it? Or do you want it because of how it would feel if others saw you have it?
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Yeah, that's
not going to yield any kind of long-term benefit, happiness, you know, fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that, y'all.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think we all do it from time to time.
Sure, yeah.
I think it's important of being aware of how much and how often and, you know, when you want to change that. At what point do you want to live life for you?
Yeah.
Instead of for likes or comments external validation.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what you do. If it lights you up, if you're passionate about it.
That's good for not only you, but the whole world. I think that's
absolutely. And things will work out.
Right. And it's amazing if you truly are following that life passion, whatever excites you most, and of course is not hurting yourself or other people.
Right.
Things will almost miraculously align in front of you to support that if you allow it.
Yes.
And you have to see it. You have to be willing to see the synchronicities as they unfold before you.
Yeah.
And it's like a domino. It builds on itself.
But once you realize that and then start to notice, it's like, wow, you know?
Yeah. Life becomes a joy engine.
Yeah. It really is. So, I don't know. Did the questions give you some chills?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me take my coat off, I'll tell you.
Okay. They're pretty good questions.
They're good. They're pretty good questions. Elevating consciousness.
Yeah. We try to do that when here on Strategies for Living. And hey, if you heard part of this and you say, I wish I'd heard the whole thing, don't forget, we're now podcasting.
That's right.
So you don't ever have to miss an episode. If you hear 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there, go to your favorite podcast platform, wherever that is, and look for Strategies for Living and subscribe to us. We'll be back here in just a moment on Strategies for Living. Be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd. Join the fun. Become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
We all have problems. strategies, strategies for living radio.
And you're listening to it right now with Lauren Leon McMillan, with Jay Murrow, with David McMillan. And we've been talking today about questions that give me chills. And let me give these two some chills, folks. Okay, what's the takeaway for today? How are we gonna make this make sense? What we've been talking about.
So a lot of these questions are really about asking yourself. It's taking a step back and getting some self-awareness. And yeah. I chuckle because it makes me think of the question that you ask anybody and everybody who walks in the room, just kind of on autopilot. What are you doing and why are you doing it?
But
it's a really...
I ask the dog that a lot,
yeah,
Jay.
A really good dog. That's actually brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. And so it's just in the day-to-day to stop and ask yourself, what am I doing? And
why am I doing it?
Why am I doing it? With what intention? You know, what kind of life am I building with this?
Yeah.
The key word, Lauren. Yeah. The key word that you just threw into the mix, intention.
Intention, because that's how we can change our life. I mean, if you can brush your teeth with an intention of healing your teeth, I mean, that could change your life.
Absolutely.
If you wash the dishes with intention.
Yeah.
Here's my takeaway.
Yeah.
Find something you love doing. You never have to go to work. Oh. You can reinvent yourself on a regular basis. Yeah. I've had a bunch of jobs, retired a bunch of times, and retirement doesn't work. Find something you love doing, and you're going to have purpose and a reason for waking up and doing that routine to get ready to go to the world.
I like it. Folks, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing,
roof, roof.
Learning RX, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call for Jay Merrill and for Lauren Leon McMillan. I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.